I've been up since 5, yet I feel like I've got very little done, which is normally the case when I'm in this kind of mindset. Rather than talk through or sit down slowly with a cup of coffee and meditate over the things I have to do today, I thought I might as well record this at the same time and share the angst that I'm currently experiencing. This is probably the last day due to having a full day with the little boy tomorrow that I'll be able to pack and sort things out, and everything's happening at once. I'm currently stuck in the house having to wait in for a delivery stroke collection of my Zoom H1, which is being replaced for a brand shiny new one. Nothing happened to it. I just got sent what I think was a demo stroke second hand, some box and the some of the accessories are missing. It sounds like I'm washing bricks in the other room, and the I'm just assuming, kind of hoping, that the t-shirts I'm washing to pack for South by Southwest are not being washed with bricks, but they are those pummeling balls that are meant to save detergent. I didn't check what was in there before. I just slung my stuff in there. The dog now wants to go out to no doubt go and bark at the bottom of the garden. Off you go. And it's a lovely day outside. I would like to think that I could go and enjoy some more of it. I have done an epic dog walk today, but I can't. Too many things to do, besides packing, besides ironing in a moment. It's funny how we want to take certain t-shirts, isn't it? We all, the thing about geeky tech conferences and how we carefully think about what kind of t-shirt we should take. I want to take my 12seconds.tv t-shirt just out of honor for the late great video platform that is sadly no longer with us, because 12 seconds kind of happened between my trips to South by Southwest, so that's in the wash along with various other items. I have made a rough list of the kind of tech I'll be taking. I'm trying to travel as light as possible, but there's a big question mark over all of this, because today I'm waiting for a very, very important text. Very important in my mind, probably not so important to other people out there, because it's effectively somebody saying, there is a camera here for your collection. I take the tools I use very seriously, and it's been a long time since I've been excited about a certain tool, and it's not the answer to everybody's camera dreams, because as me and Richard Matney were having a brief conversation yesterday, there aren't the cameras that we really need. And I think I blogged about this a long time ago. My ideal camera would do this, 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 and this, but primarily the function would be to share. To be able to just do, oh, I want to send this photograph from my proper camera. Yes, I know iPhone and other camera phones and Samsung phones and all the rest do this, but they're not really the kind of camera that I would choose to carry around with me. I'm talking about an interchangeable lens potentially, or just a very, very seriously great CCD camera that shoots raw, that just wonderful, wonderful low light that a professional would be happy to be carrying in their pocket, or even as the backup to their SLR, so that you could take it out and once you've snapped a picture, decide what you want that picture to do. Yes, the iFi card does do something along these lines, enabling your camera to become a sharing device, but the iFi card is a kind of weak filling for a very large gap in the market right now, because there's a hassle setting it up. Doesn't matter how easy they try and make it, you've still got to kind of faff around before you get camera compatibility, all kinds of other stuff. So, yes, I've got an iFi card, so I'm hoping that I will be able to make this camera when the update comes, which who knows, it may not happen at all for South by Southwest. But this camera I'm waiting for is the Fuji X100, and it's just a camera. It's a thing to those that aren't interested in photography. But to me, it's a tool that is hopefully going to do a cracking job in the hands of someone that respects the design, the fact that we're kind of going back to basics in some way. I feel very, very comfortable with this kind of camera in my hands. And the whole point about going out and taking photographs is not necessarily to think too much of the tool and just to have it there so that when you are clicking the shutter, whether you're bringing it up to your eye or not, you kind of know what you're roughly going to get. And this 35mm fixed lens with the aperture ring and all the other funky features where it shoots decent raw. I've seen the quality of the images, and the quality of the images at the Focus show yesterday were mind-blowing. There was a guy standing there with his £5,000 Leica shaking his head as if to say, you know, this is as good if not better than some of the images I'm seeing coming off my camera, and this cost me £5,000. If Fuji, you know, rock the house with this and everybody starts rushing out to get hold of them, they will no doubt probably come out with an interchangeable lens model in the not too distant future. But I like the idea of a fixed lens rangefinder style, even though it's not, it's hybrid viewfinder camera. So I'm meant to be going to Birmingham as well. We're going to be just a quick nip out. That'll take 3 hours of the day up for me to go to Birmingham and back. And now I've just found out that my grandmother has unfortunately not only redestroyed the cooker but now blown up the microwave. I don't know how you do this. I'm trying to heat a croissant, I've tried to explain to her, but it is old age that you don't necessarily want to put croissants to heat them up. They go soggy in the microwave. I've only just bought this microwave to make it easier for the carers that come in to help her in the morning and the evening to do stuff for her. Now my gran thinks she's a microwave expert and she's just managed to blow it up. Respect. If she was on television now, or the YouTube, there would be a lot of people going, wow, I don't know how you managed to do that. That was pretty good going. So I've got to, at some point today, also go to Hinckley, slightly off the beaten track as well, and purchase a microwave and fix what I believe has gone wrong, the element in the cooker, which tripped the fuses. So that is yet another thing to do. I've also, in negotiations with my landlord in America, trying to find out some extra information. I've got a flat that I'll be going to. And sorting out parking for Heathrow, which is pretty much done. No end of stuff which is filling my mind right now. I will pause for a moment just so I can take on some caffeine, because I know today I really will need it. Come on, texts. Come on, delivery dude. Come on, trousers iron themselves. Oh man, so much.